and a child whose parents are dead is an
orphan.
And general term for people like cousins and uncles and aunts.
Relatives.
And the mother of Jesus' name was
Mary.
And there's a song, "Oh My Darling," something or other, Gray.
Nellie Gray.
And the mother, the wife of George Washington was
Martha. Oh, wait a minute.
That's right.
Yeah, I was thinking of that was his wife. Yeah, Martha Washington.
And a boy whose name is William might be called
Billy.
And the first book of the New Testament is
yeah, I know what that is.
Mark, Luke, John, before Mark.
Oh, Matthew.
And you want to talk about?
Let's see. Maybe we ought to move this whole outfit over a little bit because you're almost to the end of your cord there.
Well, I didn't bring an extension with me today. All right. Now, if we want to say hello to Mr. Cooper's wife, we'd say hello.
Mrs. Cooper.
And you wanted to make sure that it wasn't Mr. Cooper you were talking to. You'd say, hello, I want to speak to, on the phone, I want to speak to
Mrs. Cooper.
And the man who married my uncle is...
Now, what'd you say?
The woman who married my uncle.
Well, I'd call her my aunt.
Would you put that together, your aunt?
Your aunt, yes.
And the man, the title that, the military title that Eisenhower had.
General.
And do you ever have a name, hear of a name around here for a part-time preacher, unskilled layman sometimes? He's not a real minister, he's just a part-time. You ever have a word around here you ever used or heard of?
Well, I can't recall it if I...
Jackleg preacher?
No, I've never heard...
Yardax or anything like that?
Never heard that.
All right, the man before whom a trial is conducted?
A judge.
And a person who goes to school as a pupil or a...
Student.
And a lady who takes dictation from the boss.
A stenographer? Typist?
And she's also...
Secretary.
And the name for the town officers around here, councilman.
Well,
alderman,
the mayor and the alderman.
And you're not a Canadian, you're an...
An American.
And the thing you call a man whose skin is brown.
Well, you don't mean an Indian.
No, the one we're having trouble with in New Orleans.
Oh, Negro.
And if you wanted to emphasize that he's no good, you'd call him a... Is there any derogatory term you might use for a Negro around here? What is...
Well, do you mean nigger?
Do they use that around here? Some places that's not derogatory, some places it is.
Well, there's a certain element of people that wouldn't think of calling a black man anything but a nigger because that's all he is. That's the way they think. That's all he is a nigger.
Do they call him a darky?
No, that's very seldom used around here.
Coon?
Yeah, he could be called a coon.
Or a colored, this colored man?
Well, that'd be quite polite, a colored man. Yeah, I would say that the over 50% of the people in Moline talking white men amongst themselves would call a Negro a coon.
Very common.